Radio Daily for, oh my goodness, finally, Fracking Friday. Even the computer agrees with me. Thank you, computer. Some of us even call this Birthday Eve. Whatever the hell it is, it's the 15th of September 2017. Tis all the geek without the wave. Good morning, hello, and how the hell you be? We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us, you love us, you want to be us. You get restraining order, whatever. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man that's made a firm stance for how he's not going to spend his weekend, that there is podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I'm not going to argue with a digital image.
Really? Because you do it quite often. Me? I'm the guy that's going to drink quite a bit, get a little tipsy, and just celebrate the goddamn fact my birthday's coming up. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Champagne, queen.
Damn right. What happened this fine day, sir?
You know, I spent 5 days doing the exact same thing in a row. I'm taking the weekend off. In 1440, Giles de Rais, one of the earliest known serial killers, is taken into custody upon an accusation brought against him by Jean de Malestroit, Bishop of Nantes.
1616, the first non-aristocratic free public school in Europe is opened in Frascati, Italy.
1830, first passenger to be killed by a railway train. That was William Huskisson of England.
1831, the locomotive John Bull operates for the first time in New Jersey on the Camden and Amboy Railroad, and there was much rejoicing.
1915, the Empire Picture Theater, now the Empire Cinema, the oldest running cinema in mainland Australia, opens in Bowral, New South Wales.
1916, World War I, tanks are used for the first time in battle at the Battle of Somme, as all of my Richmond trivia players know because that was a bonus point last week.
1947, RCA releases the 12AX7 vacuum tube.
1949, The Lone Ranger premieres on ABC TV.
1965, Lost in Space premieres.
Danger, danger. 1968, the Soviet Zond 5 spaceship is launched, becoming the first spacecraft to fly around the moon and re-enter Earth's atmosphere.
1971, the first Greenpeace ship set sail to protest against nuclear testing.
1971, the first broadcast of Columbo on NBC TV. It went like 4 or 5 hours extra because Peter Falk just had one more question.
And we've got just one more date on here. 1981, the John Bull becomes the oldest operable steam locomotive in the world when the Smithsonian Institution operates it under its own power outside Washington, D.C.
And now you know why we mentioned that earlier. 1982, the first issue of USA Today, published by Gannett Company Incorporated, with all the beautiful full-color weather charts and stuff. Aw.
Just the fakest of all news.
2008, Lehman Brothers files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the largest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history.
Losers. Birthdays?
Tom Hardy is 40 years old. He was in Black Hawk Down, Star Trek Nemesis, Mad Max, Fury Road, Peaky Blinders, and Bane. Dark Knight Rises.
Josh Charles is 46 from Dead Poets Society, Sports Night, and The Good Wife.
Bruce Reitherman, 62 years old, voice of Christopher Robin in Winnie the Pooh and Mowgli in The Jungle Book.
Tommy Lee Jones is 71 from Lonesome Dove, The Fugitive, Batman Forever, Men in Black, and Captain America, the First Avenger.
Must be really tough to hide Christmas presents from him because he always looks in every outhouse, hen house, butt house. Born this day, no longer with us, 1254, Marco
Polo,
an explorer.
1736, John Sylvian Bailey, a French astronomer, mathematician, and the first mayor of Paris.
1890, Agatha Christie, English author, playwright, and had an adventure with the doctor.
1908, Penny Singleton, the voice of Judy Jetson.
1915, Albert Whitlock, Academy Award winning special effects designer.
1918, Nipsey Russell, the Tin Man in The Wiz, a comedian, the poet laureate of television.
1921, Norma MacMillan, voice of Casper the Friendly Ghost, which of course we all know is just a dead Richie Rich, Gumby, and Davy from Davy and Goliath.
Gosh, Davy, I never thought of it that way.
1922, Jackie Cooper from Our Gang and Perry White in the Christopher Reeve Superman films.
1958, Wendy Jo Sperber from Bosom Buddies, Moving Violations, Private Benjamin, the television show, Back to the Future, and Babes.
She was rather... I mean, you didn't see anything, but she was rather naked in Moving Violations, being examined by Fred Willard, which is kind of how we all go through life.
Speaking of Fred Willard, he's probably going to be on at least 7 shows we mentioned here. On CBS, we've got a new Big Brother and the 11th annual ACM Honors.
The Academy of, I don't know. ABC has a new 2020.
NBC has a new Dateline.
Fox has a new, well, no, they don't. It's a rerun of MasterChef and Beat Shazam. Slackers.
CW has a new Masters
of Illusion.
Freeform is showing Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which some people listening to this podcast have never seen.
Oh my God, what?
Well, how will they know when it's on? A&E has a live bid.
Disney XD, it's the new Overwatch World Cup and Heroes Global Championship.
Disney has Booker and Levi selling snacks at school, new Ravens home, Stuck in the Middle, and Bizarre Dark.
Cartoon Network, it's a new episode of Gumball and We Bear Bears.
Comedy Central has Chris Redd performing on Comedy Central Stand Up Presents.
FXX, The Simpsons, Mark Hamill in Mayored to the Mob. Lisa helps Lady Gaga, and Homer gets busted for piracy.
Yar History Channel has Göbekli Tepe challenges archaeologists in a new Ancient Aliens.
Nickelodeon, Frankie hosts a sleepover on I Am Frankie.
BBC America is a Star Trek marathon with I Am Mud and Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis. Spike, TV for Guys, is showing the edited for television Superbad, which means it's only 20 minutes long.
So after that, you can tune over to Sci-Fi and watch Sixth Sense.
I do like my sci-fi lightwave. TBS has a new episode of The E-League.
TNT has The Two Towers, the prequel to Fawlty Towers.
Oh, nice. Science Channel Saturn, the Cassini secrets on the planets. But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because Renee awakens inside a sinking sack and somehow breaks free. She comes to, unable to remember anything, and starts her life over. But then her husband re-enters her life, and Renee realizes she has to remember the past to save the future. Massalia Lucia and Angie Todora Dick star in Forgotten Evil.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Lucas makes a scene in front of Chad and Abby because Lucas feels like they're not paying him enough attention, and he can't understand why Chad and Abby are so fascinated by the BMW PGA Tour Golf Championship. Well, I'll tell you why. Chad and Abby are a big fan of the back nine, and after all this time of waiting, would really like to get a hole in one. Write some more stories that we want to hear about, Days, because next week I'm going to make it silly. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Indeed not, and possibly because we've offended the world because we did not read the bio of the bell that we got in. Maybe we didn't explain that the best that we wanted entries so we could read them eventually. I don't know, but I will say now, I'm sorry. Please come back to us and drop a note, won't you? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. I think that sounded like I was sincere. Does that sound like it was real?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. The purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn, and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is Sherilyn Fenn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and I'll take a moment and go, why doesn't anybody care about Audrey? Damn it. Welcome to, finally, Frackin' Friday.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Most people, and some people do what you have to in Hollywood to get them made. What did some of those couch dwellers get made today, sir?
In nationwide release, we have Mother! A couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. Stars Jennifer Lawrence, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Domhnall Gleeson, and Javier Bardem.
It's a Darren Aronofsky film, so it'll have to be seen no matter what.
Ooh.
American Assassin! Stay away from me. Michael Keaton, Dylan O'Brien, and Taylor Kitsch, ACIA Black Ops recruit under the instruction of Cold War veterans, are enlisted by the CIA deputy director to investigate a wave of apparently random attacks on both military and civilian targets. But being a movie, there's a pattern in the violence leading them to a joint mission with a lethal Turkish agent to stop a mysterious operative intent on starting a world war
in the Middle East.
Da-da-da-da-da. All I see is you, a blind woman dependent on her husband to navigate through her life and the streets of Bangkok where they live. When Gina completes a surgery that restores her sight, the couple's life and relationship change in a million little ways. Blake Lively, Jason Clarke, and Anna O'Reilly.
In limited release, Infinity Chamber, which sounds fascinating, shot in the back by government hitmen, Frank Lerner wakes up to find himself in a fully automated government prison with one caretaker. Frank, through extensive and intensive mind interrogation, is forced to relive the same day over and over until evidence is received of the crime he is accused of committing. With each entry into his mind, more and more memories are observed, and secrets become unraveled, but which are real and which are imagined. Starring Christopher Soren Kelly and Cassandra Clark.
So it's Memento Day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. The Show. Concerning a reality show that exploits the on-camera deaths of its players on live TV. Of course, this takes place after a dating show ends in violence. Its host and a ratings-hungry network exec launch a terrifying new program that promises fresh kills every week. The tension mounts as a kind-hearted janitor joins the deadly program, hoping to help his struggling family survive at any cost. Josh Duhamel, Giancarlo Esposito, Famke Janssen, in essentially the movie version of Blood Drive, though it's probably not going to be as good as the show was.
No, because it's The Running Man without Richard Dawson, and who the hell needs that?
Yeah. And if none of those fine films stimulate you, then grab your tinfoil hat and special probe, because Sven Gulli has the 1953 horror sci-fi film based on the Ray Bradbury script that was the first 3D film to be released by Universal Studios. It came from outer space.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, the Terminators, in the guise of Arnold, promised they would be back, and a flagging franchise will not stop them. Deadpool director Tim Miller has been signed to direct the next iteration of the Terminator series, the sixth one? Sure. James Cameron and Miller plan to reboot the franchise and purge all of the lesser sequels, meaning anything after T2 will cease to exist. Even though I think the last one made none of them exist? I don't know. The rights to the Terminator films are about to revert back into the iron grip of James Cameron. And on Tuesday the 19th, Paramount Picture Studio lot, Cameron and Miller expected to share their vision of the future of the franchise. There's an official news release, which is really just a damn commercial about it. Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to return, probably in just a voiceover thing, since, you know, he's got a walker and stuff now. It's going to be about DNA. Whose DNA was harvested to create the original T-800? What? Does anyone care about that? Is that a big enough plot line for a movie? Is Christian Bale ever coming back? Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there, and it can't be bargained with. It won't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop ever until you make this franchise popular again.
Yeah, you ever hear Eddie Furlong speak? It's like he mouth sexed the can of helium. You think Arnold Schwarzenegger got this far in a superior acting method? No.
Angela Robinson, Professor Marston in The Wonder Woman, and cartoonist Terry Moore attempt to turn the latter's long-running graphic novel, Strangers in Paradise, into a feature film. The comic follows Kachu,
Kazunite,
a beautiful, smart, independent young woman very much in love with her best friend, Francine, and living a quiet life with everything going for her. Then she meets David, a gentle but persistent young man who is determined to win Kachu's heart.
Kazunite.
A love triangle and a comedy of romantic errors, which includes, amongst other things, her ex-boss looking for her and $850,000 in missing mob dollars. If you cry at sad movies, stare at paintings for 20 minutes, hum Rachmaninoff in the rain, you're this movie's kind of person.
Kazunite. Hacksmith Industries was asked by 20th Century Fox if they could recreate the umbrella gun from Kingsman, and they said, of course we can. Now, broken down, it's actually quite a simple build. 16G CO2 cartridges are used to shoot a projectile. A small 1,000 TVL analog camera mounted to the tip of the umbrella transmits the video signal back to a Pico projector, which projects the image onto the umbrella. And if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen it, what the hell's wrong with you? Go see this movie. Now, in case you're curious about the parts, you're going to need a Parachase umbrella regular and an unbreakable umbrella used for smashing stuff, Duplicolor fabric and vinyl paint, Genuine Innovations Ultraflate CO2 tire inflator, the cartridges, blowgun darts, an LED projector, a bunch of stuff. You're also going to need a 3D printer to print some things, and they have a link that you can find through the shows where you can get the files you need to 3D print them. Why do they do these kind of things? Is it because they feel they're better than everybody else? Well, no, of course not. There's nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self, and having an umbrella gun. Manners may maketh man, but geeks maketh some cool shit.
Dog is man's best friend, but what is a dog's best friend? Other than steak. Now, Los Angeles startup Anthouse, or Anthouse, believes robots are the answer. The Anthouse pet companion robot aims to change the way owners and their pets interact. The smart app-controlled machine allows folks to catch up with their at-home animals from anywhere in the world, as long as it has a cellular or Wi-Fi connection. Remotely dispense treats, record video, and snap photos using the companion's application, available for Android and iOS. Set the cyborg to different speeds, from slow turtle to fast rabbit, to keep your canine moving. Owners can even play fetch from afar with a tennis ball launcher, which throws pitches up to 26 feet. Train Buddy to return the ball to the robot, and your dog can have 2.5 to 5 hours of nonstop fun. But just like you, the Anthouse pet companion needs an occasional break. When the robot's battery gets low, it automatically retires to its wireless charging station for a reboot. A built-in speaker, meanwhile, lets you chat with Fido, which should confuse the shit out of your dog. Early bird animal lovers can pre-order the automated pet sitter for a steeply discounted cost of $299. Available in white or yellow, the 13-pound nanny is expected for a global delivery in December. With about 20 days left in its first Kickstarter campaign, the film is struggling to reach its 50,000 all or nothing goal. But don't worry, I'm pretty sure that the wrong trousers will eventually be made. If they do not make it all the way, then they have promised that they have a fallback plan. So don't worry.
They'll be bark. Yeah, because he bark like they say, like I'll be back because it's a robot thing and I'm a doggy. Woof. Yeah.
She's an ant house. For the moment you said that, that was all going through my head, man.
She's creepy, creepy, looking for all the sugar. She's an ant, man.
Tattoos. Some love them, some do not, and they're wrong. But they've long been considered to be more or less safe. You know, yeah, you're stabbing yourself with a needle a few million times, but as long as you can keep the area clean to avoid infection, not much to concern yourself about. Or was there? But that could change thanks to a new report by some researchers. They claim to have found the first substantive evidence that tattoos leave lasting impacts on your physiology, namely your lymph nodes, an important piece of your immune and circulatory system. To conduct the study, scientists from Germany and the European Synchrotron in France, which sounds like the greatest club ever, were able to detect nanoparticles of ink from a tattoo that had been deposited in nearby lymph nodes. They found that tattoo ink, as it breaks down, is transported and stored within the body. In itself, this isn't necessarily an issue, but it could be if the tattoo artists aren't using high-quality and biologically safe dyes and ink. So if Joey at your school or in your prison's giving you one of those tattoos, that could be bad. Tattoo inks can have a number of toxic materials like chromium or nickel, and the chemical composition of the pigment can be altered by other preservatives and stabilizers. Carbon black seems to be well tolerated, making me feel a little more confident in my all black set of tattoos thus far. But others like titanium white can delay healing due to reactions with the body. Regardless, all these pigments eventually are either broken down by phagocytes, watch your mouth, or steadily migrate further into the body until they're deposited in the lymphatic tissue. And that could cause potential health issues down the road, although it's not clear how big of a problem it is. From here, the goal will be to test for a link between tattoo ink with known toxic components and health issues or complications from the tattoo itself. It'll probably be some time before we know what, if any, definitive effects it has. And given about 30% of Americans have at least one tattoo, it's something worth looking into. Now, Ray Bradbury tried to warn us that tattoos had deadly stories to tell. If you have some tattoos, maybe worry a little bit. I, however, shall remain on Mars and read a book. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, check us on Facebook and Twitter, stop at the website, geekradiodaily.com. Woo! Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. And hey, your question for next week. We've seen people ask, how hard is it to come up with a female superhero instead of rebooting a pre-existing one? So, for us, please pitch a female superhero. Bring it. Give us your best. Drop it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear it, and we promise not to rip you off too much. You'll get a byline, I swear.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Man, game over, man. Game over.
Well, that went well.
Good night, suckers.
If you'd like to be a contestant, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ICS Talent Hunt, Herald, your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
You're counting on the winged Avenger to deliver you from evil, aren't you, my friend?
Are you going to kill me?
Maybe, maybe not. You can say we're of two minds on the subject. You're a gambling man. What say we flip for it? One man is born a hero, his brother a coward. Babies starve, politicians grow fat. Holy men are martyred, and junkies grow legion. Why?
Luck! Blind, stupid, simple, doodah, clueless luck!
The random toss. The only true justice. Let's see what justice has in store
for you.
Fortune smiles, another day of wine and roses. Or in your case, beer and pizza. Ha!